I think all of us were interested, as you said, in knowing whether it bound us to anything. At this stage, what Mary from Hudson River Housing said was that basically this study was going to be to conduct a condition study of the building, and that the feasibility study was going to really be more down the road if they decided it was worth putting money into to fix, that then they would do a feasibility study with the community, but that would probably be next year's grant for a much higher amount of money, of course. This is, I think, only $20,000.
Town and village did try to do this already?
I don't.
Well, see, Mary was talking about a feasibility that had been done a few years ago. I have no idea what she's talking about when it comes to that, because I haven't seen one. So it must have been before I came on in 2011, or I could have forgotten. I mean, everybody forgets things, but I don't remember seeing one.
I know in the last 2 years since I've been here, it hasn't been. Every time we discussed the town and the village in this building, they would love to, but didn't have the money or want to be bound by the cost it's going to be.
But I kind of got the impression by talking to John Merle and Mark,
yeah,
they were looking to see if they could afford it. So they kept out a lot of options. I thought this was probably one of the options.
Well, one of the things that she did talk about, she gave some examples of some revitalization projects that they've done. And like Judy said, they do pull in, once they decide they're going to move forward with a project, they do pull in the local municipalities, the different civic organizations, and they come up with this brainstorm of where the project is going to go. And based on that input, that's how they design what the use of the facility is going to be. The one thing they did stress to us is that housing is not an option for this building.
Or it's not in the plan now, but she also said, and we can check with our attorney, but it's not till the next round anyway, but she said if we wanted to put into a contract to buy the building, that it was not going to be used for housing, that we could do that. I'm not sure whether we could put that kind of covenant in, but we can find out later. It's no skin off our backs now,
right?
Because it's not being done now.
At this point, basically what they want to do is, we all know that the community center wants to keep their stuff here. They would love to move all of their offices over here and have this building. Well, I mean, they don't have that from us. And I think that what they have done is they started a process by which they can find other ways to eventually move their place here. We also know that we cannot keep paying for this building, hemorrhaging the money that we're hemorrhaging for it, without getting anything in return. I think this first step might be good for us to consider, just because we can sort of see where our building's at, and then once we get the architectural study and the engineering study and everything else, we will also have a better idea of where our building is and maybe what it means for the next step. And we're not bound to Hudson River Housing at all. Yeah. They will take care of, they're applying for the grant. The grant comes through, they do all the studies and everything, and then we get a proposal. At that time, they may say, you know what, it needs to be, if you want to have an issue with it and walk away. Or they may say, we'd like to maybe purchase this building and revitalize it and make it a community center with other businesses or openings for businesses in this building.
Are there any downsides to it?
We thought that there was. I mean, I know I came into it very kind of skeptical. I thought that, you know, that this was some way for them to just kind of get their foot in, I know that sounds bad, but kind of get their foot in the door, and we would kind of be stuck and pigeonholed, and if somebody came in and wanted to buy the building, we would be stuck. And we're not. I mean, they're simply doing a study, and that seems like that's all it is, according to what we read with the lawyers and everything else.
And the bottom line is, no matter what we do moving forward with this building, that kind of work is going to need to be done.
Right.
Whether we are
right.
the ones that are paying for it,
right.
or they get this grant and they can do it.
Right.
Before we decide to do anything, that kind of work needs to be done. So.
You know, I'm kind of realistic, we all kind of skeptical here too, because what I've heard so far is back of the community center had red, pulled out. His stipulation was to the community center, get your act together, find out what you can do for the building, how much space you need, what you need, what's going to cost. Is that the piggyback on top of this proposal? I don't know.
Not that we know.
I wondered if it's...
Listen, we don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
This is actually not with the community center.
If he came through our proposal?
No.
We have to sell our building for what it's worth, or market value.
Right.
Absolutely.
We can't give assets away.
And this grant application isn't for the community center to do the study, this is through the Hudson River House.
Right.
So they have nothing, well, they do have something.
Well, they, no, this Hudson River Housing is applying.
But they have Jenny's on.
Their hope is that moving forward, the community center would be able to remain here as their anchor tenant.
Right.
And that they could fill the other space with whatever other businesses the community thought would thrive in a place like this.
And that's actually an interesting segue into one other change I made to this letter. Because Jenny said that she has been in discussions with the new president of Dutchess Community College, and that they are very interested in bringing either classrooms, whatever, a station for DCC out here, which I thought was awesome because they have never shown any interest until now.
Well, we've asked our superintendent.
We've asked
year after year.
And I said Ray had gone and talked to them and they had no interest, but there's a new president now. And she is very interested in this. So, because, look, if we decide to try to do a full day pre-K or something like that, we have no room down there. So there was a line in this letter saying that the school district is no longer using the building. What I changed it to was the school district is not currently using the building. Because quite honestly, once this study is done, a school district can apply for funds to redo a building if they're not just doing it for what they would normally use for their classrooms and that. We would be able to go ahead and apply and try to get funds to fix it up, rent to DCC or whatever too. I mean, you know, this is, it's a open field out there. And so, because of that, I really don't see a downside to this part of the study. I mean, it's just, it could help us very much. And if we've got an interest in DCC wanting to come out here, this could work very well. I mean, it really could work very well because we are getting tight for space in some of our configuration in the little school. So I don't know, that's my feeling anyway. That's why I changed that, because I don't want to say we're no longer using it, because while we're not using it now, you never know. And the other changes I made were just the ones suggested by Ryan Mullahy to change it, instead of give permission to, in support of, and to put in that it's part of, all they had was the feasibility study, so we put in the building condition survey, and I mean, it's, we have the right, and that was another thing I had, because Mary had said, she was the head woman from HRH, and she had said, we don't really need your letter to go forward with this, bless you, grant application. She said, we don't really need your permission. I said, you don't need our permission to do a study on our building? And she said, well, yes, we need your permission to do that, but not to apply for the grant.
I think the letter they sent is what she was talking about.
Right, right.
So it would help their grant. But
I think what we're doing is saying, yes, we're happy to have them do it, but we're not locking in anything from us.
And they reiterated that, too. So if moving forward, you know, we come up with a discussion as a board that this is the direction we think we should go for this building, we can still do that. This
absolutely
is just seemingly a bonus. I mean, the studies
just
are
an outside study.
Yeah.
Which would have to do anyways if we decided to move forward with a sale or...
But right now, I think this sounds like maybe it's a good process.
And I remember what you're talking about, Bill, and they did talk about doing a study, but I think they did a very small look-through. I don't think they ever did a real, actual study of the condition of the building or anything else. I think they didn't want to spend the money on it. I do remember now. If that's what she was talking about, they didn't do the kind of thing that they're talking about here.
And was it solely just for municipal use?
No, it was, yes. They just wanted, I think they wanted to look at it from a point of view of, is there asbestos to take care of? What condition is the boiler in? I think they did a very overview, a kind of shallow overview of the building, but not what they're talking about doing here.
But I know you also mentioned that because of the tax cap on the village of Boundless,
yeah,
they can only spend so much money, and only get so much rent money. That's a lot of food now for repairs of any facilities.
Yeah, and they're going to be in trouble this year because the increase in the cost of living, the inflation is low, and so they only get to increase it 2% or the inflation rate, which is
less than
well below 1%. So,
now it's going to be over.
Yeah,
budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think going into this, I think the three of us shared most of the concerns that everybody else had originally when it was presented. I know myself, after sitting with them and listening to their explanations, I was much more comfortable, felt I had a little more information.
Yeah.
And we decided that we would take that information right back to the rest of the board and make a decision tonight whether we thought, you know, we would approve them or we would follow the right application.
Oh, and again, I think we all came into it with a skeptical eye. And, you know, unless we've been lied to, I don't see any downside.
Well, we've confirmed this with our lawyers. Like, we're not locked in. Yeah, no, we know.
Well, Ryan had sent that and said, since it's only a study, he didn't see any problem. And, and again, if something comes up that at all raises a red flag with us, we don't have to give permission to enter the building, period. So nothing is going to happen that we don't say it's okay to do.
And
so,
do we have access to a copy of this feasibility study when it's done?
That is the one thing I did not find out. And
I mean, we can add that. I got the impression that we would, just because if it's something that they decided to move forward with, you know, we would have to see that.
I think
give us their financials too, though.
Well, the other thing is, if HRH...
The community center.
Yeah, but that's...
No.
This isn't the community center. I mean,
right.
I think because of the fact that...
The community center will have access to this.
Well,
no.
We actually...
They shouldn't have any more access than
right.
We do.
It's our building, so it would be our...
It's between us and HRH.
It's between us and HRH. And the community center is just sort of over here trying to...
So, make sure we ask them to get in contact.
We want a copy.
That we want sole...
Yeah, see, this isn't really a contract. This is just a letter of support. But under the Freedom of Information Law, now, they're only going to get paid back for this study once they do it. But if public funds are used to do a study, unless it contains information that is unfoilable because it's secret, you're allowed to foil for it. So we're going to get a copy of it one way or the other.
What
so,
this letter is just like it's a letter of support. They don't even have the grant yet. This is they're applying for the grant.
Right.
And they're
right.
Looking for this letter of support to help bolster their chances. I mean, I think it was September, and the next study would start December, actually.
Right, right.
And they would find out in September if they were even awarded the grant.
I think they'll find out until December.
Is it December?
I think it's December to find out if they get the grant.
Oh, you might be right, yes.
Then the issues start. Like, when are we going to let them in here?
When their fiscal year starts.
But they have to pay for it first.
They pay for it and they get reimbursed through the grant. So.
Right. The government will only reimburse. So, because we said to them, you know, suppose we, you know, as a God, please, someone comes in and says they want to buy the building for $500,000 and, you know, she said, well, then, you know, we've lost whatever we've put out by then. That's the way it goes. But, you know, so it sounds, again, as I say, and quite frankly, even if we were lied to, I don't see how this can hurt us, because we are, if they get it in December, we can actually sign a contract to allow them into the building then. And we can address these concerns we have at that point. Because right now, all we're doing is saying, fine, go ahead and apply for the grant. And, you know, I mean, if everybody wants to look at it, if there's anything else you want to put in there, I have it on my computer so I can make changes and send it to Chris and he can sign it then. And, you know, we can vote to allow him to sign it at the amended version. And that way, you're in Poughkeepsie, so maybe you could even go ahead and get it to them then to try to make sure we're not keeping this right to the last minute for them. I try to be as helpful as we can.
Just they're more interested in the bricks and mortar aspect. You know,
yes, that's what she said. Absolutely. Absolutely. The what we're going to do with it comes down the road. So.
So, the motion to move forward.
Second.
Aye.
Okay.
I can run it over there, actually. They're around the corner from me. So.
So, that was short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Only one more thing. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Oh, we're entering executive session for the purpose of negotiating, discussing and negotiating the lease.
Thank you, Jim.
Sorry. I was told you because I was turning it over, but I thought about it.